pues.
Party people, party people, can yo get funky?
What
it do? So sign it for, can yo get funky?
Come on,
man. Go to the nation, can yo get funky?
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Just hit me. Just hit the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. Bam, 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 just get so funky and hit me. Yeah.
Some music. We're just going to have us some fun. Today is Tuesday, July 6th, 2021, and I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Baku Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide where all the entrepreneurs throughout the week can be found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com under the client section and the carousel, as well as the website. And you can safely and securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment wherever you may be. Tonight, as you hear in the background, we're going to have us some fun, y'all. Yes, I was going country. I don't know what you want to call it, but we're going to have us some fun. We're going to listen to some old school tunes, some not so much as new students, because you can hear that anytime, any day, every day. And we're going to hear some old school hits, some bumping and grinding and some head bobbing. Today's topic we're going to be talking about, we may even talk about the national anthem and the true meaning behind the words, since we just had and celebrated the 4th of July, and of course, we had Juneteenth. You are more than welcome to either call in, listen in at 845-241-9985 and hang out with me, or go to the chat room and converse with me, or you can just go to the homepage, doitonthemall.com, and go to the Let's Do It Radio banner and just listen while you stop to the mall as we play Soul, Sonic, or Planet Rock. And Planet Rock. We're gonna have some fun. So y'all get your headphones on. Put your feet up, get your favorite drink, your Long Island iced tea, your Johnny Walker bread, your whiskey, your wine, your mascara, your water, your lemon juice, your... And you want to say your shake? Whatever you want to drink, eat, munch on, but don't munch on the table after you hear the bubbling glass song. Some fun.
It's the short shot.
Yes, sir.
Boom. 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 Boom.
Smiling and laughing at me. Welcome, worldwide listeners. Let's get this party started quickly. Right? All right.
We do not own the right to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
No, we don't. But we're going to be playing some music like we own it. Yes, sir. Yes, we are. Because we own ourselves.
DoItAllInTheMall.com. DoItAllInTheMall.com has partnered with over 5,000 of your favorite stores and businesses nationwide, such as Mary Kay, Avon, Amazon, among many others, to help make a positive impact within our communities. Proceeds from purchases made on DoItAllInTheMall.com are funneled back into the community. Afrocentric, apparel, automotive, beauty, home goods, food, drinks, games, gardening, and so much more at doitallinthemall.com. So what are you waiting for? So come on and do all of your shopping right here in the mall.
Yeah.
At doitallinthemall.com today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do it all in the mall. And I see we do have a caller in the last four of 5923. You want to tell me who you are, where you're calling from? And how you doing today, T-A-H-D-A-Y, today? Last 4-5-9-2-3. Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Hello? You got me on mute? All right, we're going to come back. But I'm going to play my first song. P-Funk wants to get funked up. Make this funk to P-Funk. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong.
Don't do it.
We have taken control
as
part of this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station W-E-F-U-N-K, better known as We Funk. Or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
Make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk.
I want to get funked up.
I want the P-Funk.
y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functioningship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody
right
say,
now.
Is there funk after death? I say, it's seven up. Yeah.
Seven up.
T-funk. Uncut funk.
Hear me
like
this.
I did. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses. So you can feel cool.
I feel cool.
Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sun rooftop. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all phone for a while. Sound like you got a three on it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie.
Doobie Brothers.
It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Oh,
Doobie in your funk.
We funk. Once upon a time, call right now.
Call right now. Right now.
Ain't it funky now?
It's funky. Keep funky.
Far around.
Y'all. Yeah.
Hey.
There you sit.
Doing it to you in the ear hole.
And I got make my funk to
keep on. The people.
Make my funk to keep on.
Make my funk to
keep on. I want to get funk up. Yeah.
People.
I want to keep on. Make my funk to keep on.
Yeah.
That music, oh, that piano. Yeah, buddy. Y'all don't get quiet on me now.
When I leave here, y'all, I want y'all to stay tuned for Star Child.
Make my funk to keep on. Come on, uncut, y'all. Yeah. Yeah, I want to pop. Come on, man.
I want to get pumped up.
Sing. It's another song. Sing it.
Don't stop, get down.
I'm getting down.
Talk.
You get nice to you.
Blow your horn.
Mm-hmm.
funky people. Pull my head up. I want the fire. I want the people. Pull my funky people. Make my funky people. Ha.
Well, all right.
Make my funky people.
Who might you be, and where are you calling from? Last 4-2-8-8-8. Hello. Hello. All right. The last 4-5-9-2-3. Can you introduce yourself and tell me where you're calling from?
Trajectory is almost straight down.
Oh, now y'all going to get shy on me. 5-9-2-3? 5-9-2-3, all right. Yes. How are you? 5-9-2-3, introduce yourself.
Lamont Bless, calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
All right. Mr. Myrtle Beach in the house, in the his house. And we have last 4-7-4-2-2. Who might you be? And where you calling from? Don't be shy.
This is Jerusalem. I'm calling from Dillon, South Carolina.
What up, Jerusalem?
All right. Well,
I know Jerusalem.
Hey, Jerusalem. All right. Welcome. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I can't complain.
Good. Welcome to
How y'all doing?
Tune in Tuesday. Well, I'm doing wonderfully. I'm wonderfully blessed, as Wes would say. Yes, sir.
Inez, Jerusalem is a star. You need to ask him about himself.
Okay,
he is
Mr.
a star.
A star? Is he like a
star.
Twilight star, a shining star?
He's a rap star. Ask him
like
about
Earth
himself.
All right. Planet. Well, he's supposed to introduce himself.
Okay.
And who are...
Just dropped.
You have to speak up, bro. Bruh,
it's noise in the background
because we can't hear you. Yeah, you got to take care of that noise in the background because we cannot hear your wonderful voice.
Oh, that's not my noise. Yeah, that was somebody else's noise.
That must be 288. All right, let me see here. Let me take.
They got to mute themselves. They got to mute.
You know, some people don't know etiquette. I just mute them. So, who might you be, Mr. Jerusalem, the mighty rock star that you are.
Rock star in there, maybe playing it more right now. I'm trying to let you play it. I'm just in the distance. We got to
Okay.
Out on all platforms right now, though, called Hidden Treasures on all digital platforms.
Hidden. Okay. And what is Hidden Treasure?
It's about the hidden treasure that's hidden within this street pen and this great mind of mine.
Okay. So do you write books or is it you a rapper? What do you do? Poet? Spoken word?
I'm a hip hop.
All of the
I'm
above?
A hip hop activist. All of the above,
okay.
Hip hop activist.
Oh, hip hop activist. Okay.
Yes.
I want to be active.
You already know.
Well, thank you for joining us. I'm glad I met you, got to meet you, sir, and welcome to the show. Hopefully this won't be your last time, and maybe we can hear some of your work.
Indeed.
Well,
we need
good.
To set
that's
that
what
up.
I'm talking about. I'm trying to tell you because, hey, Yes, sir. Taz, to you, sir.
Oh, okay. Tasmanian Devil. Taz, Jerusalem is Soul Man. Jerusalem is Soul Man from the Asher Theater's cousin. And he's
hey,
cuz.
Okay,
man.
So you Irvin's
he's,
cousin?
He's being shy. Yeah, he's being shy. He ain't really telling you.
Yeah, man,
who
I'm
he
really
is.
My first cousin.
Okay, 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 hey. No, come on
he,
now.
He
okay, so this is
that.
A... Bruh. Bruh. I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
Okay, if you're going to be shy, how are you going to get yourself out, Mr. Activist? Activists are not shy. They stand on soapboxes. They talk about what they do. They make it do what it do, baby. So I want to hear that voice. I want to hear
but
what you got
what
to say about them hidden treasures. Yes, sir.
You know what? The activists that you see standing on the boxes, they
what.
Are shy. They, well, the ones you see standing on the boxes giving the speeches, they are shy as they want to be. It's just that the boldness and the message that need to be spoke, your shyness don't matter no more.
Okay. That's right. That's what I'm trying to get you to be. Get on that soapbox and quit being shy, because I want to know who you is. I-Z. Eels. So
who
are
you?
Where, I mean, who you eels? Yes, bruh. What's your name there, boy?
Have y'all ever seen Urban Spoon?
I have. Yes, I have.
Wow. Hey, isn't it amazing?
Yeah, he's a soul man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we kind of match the same type of energy.
Okay. All right, then. If we match the same type of energy, you got to be bold and be active and an activist and be, you know, because if you're going to be out there and you're going to be on my show, you got to come bold. You got to come strong because,
well,
you know, we don't want to over-talk
you. In my environment, I am bold.
Well,
you
are
bold
in your environment.
Right now. I am bold in my environment.
Not,
we,
bro,
we just have
I'm
to
really
meet
shy.
Each other in each other's environment.
Did you hear me? I'm really shy. That's
oh, really?
A lie.
Nah, that's a lie.
No, listen. Calm down for 2 seconds and 3 minutes. I'm shy in my own inner being, but when I get on the radio, because as they say, can't nobody see me. I can do what I want to do, and so therefore, I mean, I can make faces. I can do all that other stuff. But I'm trying to bring out the boldness in you, because if you're going to be on my show and you're going to bring your music or you're going to bring your activism, we want to know who you are. So you're going to, you know, in case my, because I'm in, like
I
said,
mean,
Hurricane
I don't
Highway.
I don't know what else
so
I can tell them besides go check out the music, check out my performances,
okay.
Check out me on YouTube. I'm all over the platform.
Okay,
the
stop right
channel.
There. Stop right there. My hand is raised. Okay, so where can, because I'm going to type it in the chat room so it'll be out there for, you know, all the world to see. So tell me where we can find you.
Spotify, iTunes.
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you one more. I'm going to ask you one more again. Who you is? Is you Jerusalem under that, or what are you, just hidden treasures? I'm just being silly. I really don't talk like that. I'm just being crazy.
Yeah, it's Jerusalem. That's Jerusalem with two M's.
Jerusalem with two M's. Jerusalem.
Yes, ma'am.
Jerusalem. Spotify.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And where else? Apple Tunes?
Apple, iTunes, iHeart.
Apple, iTunes, iHeart. I heart you too. And so
that was sweet.
And so
that was
what
real
is
sweet.
I heart you too. So is it like do we just look for you under that and you have other songs and what have you under there? So we just go Jerusalem with two M's and then that's how we
yes.
find you, or do you have like songs that you currently have out there, but you can just say, okay, Jerusalem, Hidden Treasures, or Jerusalem, I Heart You, or Jerusalem, Come Unto Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Well, once you put in Hidden Treasure, everything else I got will pop up.
That's what I'm talking about right there. H-I-D-D-E-N, or is it H-Y-D-E-N? You know how you folks be crazy out there and be spelling stuff different.
Yeah.
It's just H-I-D-D-E-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. With the S or no S?
Hidden Treasure. Without the S.
You had to say hidden treasurer. But okay, so you're now in the chat room, Mr. Jerusalem, on Spotify,
so
Apple, iTunes,
that.
And iHeart. You're welcome.
You
hey, we're trying to get us all known.
Yeah,
hey,
you
Jerusalem,
you got to go to beast mode. Got to go to beast mode. Got to go to beast mode.
Jerusalem
Home
is working
don't
on
play.
Project for Irving. Jerusalem is
Who
writing
is?
A project for Irving. Jerusalem, he's a writer.
Okay.
He's writing some songs for Irving. And we're going to produce them
okay.
together. So he's being real shy. I don't know why, but
no, I mean, you know
beast.
What? I didn't want to talk about me and Irvin Project until, you know, he put it out there.
Now he's working on it.
It's in the pot.
Right,
so we need to, you know, it's in the lab. So we want to know, just like with Dr. Dre, he has stuff in the lab. And it's like, okay. We want to know what's in the lab so we can see what's brewing. And you know, a little tidbit of something. Well, this is good. I appreciate you, bro. So you are out there now in the chat room for the whole world to see Jerusalem Double M, Spotify, Apple, iTunes,
that.
And iHeart, Hidden Treasure. Hump Biscuit don't play. We're trying to make this money because everybody else is. They getting out there doing what they do. So, heck, this is open mic night kind of sort of, but not really.
But not really.
Everybody's getting a chance to introduce themselves because we have, you know, Bless. He's been nominated a couple of times for Grammys and so on. Is that right?
Yes,
Grammys, right?
Yes,
so I mean, bruh, we got treasures in the building. We got hidden treasures in the building, and we're not gonna be hiding for long because we're gonna get out there so you can be the one. And here we have. With our Grammy, Mr. Government name, Bless.
And Mr.
Hey,
Inez.
Get that Grammy this year, man.
Yeah, we definitely gonna get that this year. No,
yeah,
no
we gotta
doubt.
Get that Grammy this year, man.
But Miss Inez is being
yeah.
shy too because she is a stylist.
No, Bless, don't you tell me she's being shy.
Wait a minute, it's not my turn yet.
Always
I'm introducing
turn.
The people who are on the line.
Okay.
And then it'll
okay,
come
well,
to me. You know,
okay,
first
well,
shall be
I
last
to,
and last shall be first.
Okay, I went on a party. I went to a party this weekend, a boat party out here in Myrtle Beach with Mr. Cheeks, and they really turned it out. The Lost Boys are still putting on a phenomenal show, but I guess after 25, 30 years, how could you not? But the show
right.
was hype, and then we left there, and we went up to the House of Blues because Fives had his annual all-white party. So it was a hell of a weekend for me. I really don't get out like that, but for my friends, you know, I show up and show out. And I had an outfit
That's what
on
I'm talking about.
That I was a little leery about
on.
Wearing it. It was out of my comfort zone, but my stylist
Good.
Told me to trust her, but I really didn't know if I could trust her. And I was scared walking from the parking lot to the boat because I didn't think people would understand
mm-hmm.
it. But when I got on the boat, I had so many women like, that is hot.
It was the medicine.
That is so hot. Man, I was scared to wear that outfit. But it just goes to show you sometimes you got to trust people that's around you. Because I didn't trust it. I had to call up to Brooklyn and be like, yo, what y'all think? They're like, no, everybody's wearing it. But I thought they were spooking
bless.
Me. So... I was like, I called
Jerusalem.
And she's like, no, go ahead and wear it. It's hot. So
hello.
That's what my weekend was about. Hello?
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 Who is 2888? Is that Irvin?
Yeah, yo. Like, I've been trying to get on for the longest. Nobody's been hearing my voice.
We
that's
hear it
because
now.
I had you on mute because we had all that, well, because, no, because we had all that background noise, and so I had to put you on mute until, you know.
Oh,
but
I'm
yeah,
just,
we
I,
hear
yo,
you.
I'm just here like, hello, I'm
that's
here, yo,
man.
Yo, yo, hey.
That's the soul man calling in. What's up, soul man?
I've been
man,
yelling
Irvin.
For the last 15 minutes.
Jerusalem,
I've been yelling for the last 15 minutes, like, yo, yo, yo.
You've been performing, you've been here for 15 minutes. Ain't nobody here, yo.
Ain't nobody here.
We hear you now.
Loud and clear, bro.
So tell me about
your show.
What's
the
show,
man?
Mr. Soul
what
Man himself
do,
was
bro?
Up.
Huh?
Yes. Go ahead, Mr. Soul Man. Introduce yourself and tell yourself where you show out and show up at the Asher and so on and so forth. It's your spotlight now. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yo, listen, man. Yo, listen. This is Yo Herb, a.k.a. the Soul Man, a.k.a. Irvin McCoy. Listen, and I got the only Otis Redding show in the country. And listen.
Number one show.
Check my show out. It's the number one show because I give you all my energy. I give you all this.
Yeah.
But you know what? I owe it all to my big cousin who's on the line right now, Jerusalem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I learned my energy from him. You know what I mean? So if y'all want to support Jerusalem, wow. Support the Soul Man, too, because you're going to get the same energy. When we leave the stage, it's nothing left. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Okay.
I'll vouch for that.
Okay, and so when is your next show?
My next show with Motown 59 is going to be Saturday at the Asher Theater, 7 p.m. You get show and a dinner. And I also got a show Sunday night, 9 p.m., Columbia, South Carolina, at the Reggae Bar and Grill, where I'm going to tear their ass up with this Otis Redding.
Okay.
And
the
so
Asher Theater,
y'all.
The Asher Theater is at 3237 Waccamaw Boulevard, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And that's Asher, A-S-H-E-R, Theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. And I'm going to put all that in the chat room so we have all that information so people in the vicinity thereof or want something to do that night or don't have nothing to do or, you know, give them something to do. So,
listen. So that Motown 59 show, people don't realize you are actually going to experience what Berry Gordy brought to Motown through that show because you got it all.
Okay.
You got it all. Everything is going to be in that show. You got it all. You got it all. And then you
got
know
phenomenal
what? And then to top it off, Otis Redding, who I'm portraying, is the guest star of that. So you got the best of Motown. Now you got the most soulful singer who started it all, Otis Redding, is part of that show. And plus, my show is every fourth Saturday, 2 p.m. As the Asher, it's a matinee show. And if you want to come check me out, I guarantee you, you will go home like, damn, I experienced this show at 2 o'clock in the day. What else can I do because I'm so hyped?
All right. You be bringing it because I was there June the, what was that, 18th, I believe. And he tore it up that night. I thought it was like, oh. Who's the main character here? Mr. Soul Man. Yes, sir.
So, Inez.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to figure out who you are, Inez.
Oh, I'm that one. That's who I am.
Like me and you have talked?
I had the red dress on that evening, a little short red number on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you for this moment. Yeah. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I'm trying to, get people out in that area, to visit the Asher Theater, and I have it in the chat room, where to go and, for tickets and everything and telephone numbers so they can come and see you, because that Asher Theater is a bomb.com. I'm sorry, but it is a bomb.com and all the events that go on there.
I mean, and I'm not trying to make anything racial or whatever, but it's black-owned. You know what I mean? We need to support a black-owned theater, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only black-owned theater in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Right. And the thing is, mostly white people go there. There was probably about 80% white people than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Because you know what, and like, I hope, black people don't get mad at me, but white people is
they'll be
appreciating
all right.
Motown. They appreciate Otis, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? They don't mind saying, mm-hmm. yo, I'll spend $20 to $40, you know, because they understand that's where all
uh-huh.
this that everybody getting today, it started from Motown. It started from Otis.
Right.
All the soul music
mm-hmm.
started from there. And, you know.
Right.
But these white people appreciate that shit. And they will pay the $40. They will pay the $20.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I'm saying? And then most people realize when they go there, damn, this show is worth more than that.
Way more.
Right.
Way
and you
more.
Get dinner. Now, okay, so because it's a dinner also, correct, Irvin and Bless?
Yes.
It's a dinner show,
yes.
correct?
Yes.
See?
So,
for $65,
so
you get a show and a meal.
No, listen, I missed $40.
Oh, $40? Okay,
For the theater show.
Oh, okay, excuse me. Correct my wrongness. I'm just saying, I'm you know, I'm just trying to, you know,
You must have not had to pay.
Why.
You got yours comp.
But, no,
and yo,
and it was $40.
I mean, yo, and then, like I'm telling y'all, you know, like, people be feeling my energy from the soul man and what I do from the soul man, but my energy derives from my older cousin who we got on the line right now in Jerusalem. Wow.
Right,
this
right.
This brother here, if you ever get him on the show, you're going to get all he got. When he get off the stage, he ain't got nothing left
mm-hmm.
but a hug or to sign autograph because he done gave his all.
Right.
Right,
and make sure he
right.
has a drink of cold water for his voice. That's right. Or some warm water
yeah.
for his voice. That's right. I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to have to come back up there and see your show. Go ahead, Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Even though I do hip-hop, right, Irvin is putting together a show in our hometown called The Legends of Motown. Irvin, you know who I decided to do?
Legends of Motown. Yep.
I decided to do Marvin Gaye, man.
I mean, cause listen.
Okay.
Like, Jerusalem is not only a rapper, he's a singer.
Okay.
Like, growing up, you know, like going through my life, me, Jerusalem, and my brothers, we had a group that started in the 80s and 90s. You know what I'm saying? Like, we won Teddy Riley's first annual talent show. We done some
mm-hmm.
shows. I mean, like we done dealt with Leon Silvers. We done, you know, I mean, like, we done did shows with Kirk Franklin, Brian McKnight, To the Extreme. I mean, you name it, we done been there, done that. You know what I mean?
Gerald,
so,
see there?
Done that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
See?
Glenn
so
Dawn,
we got some superstars,
you know, I mean,
on our phone.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, if you want to call
nice.
It that, because
I mean,
if you
hey.
Don't see the show, we going to give you
mm-hmm.
superstar status, I guarantee you. It ain't
right,
no bull crap.
Right. You're not gonna hold back. I know that's for sure, because y'all didn't hold back the night
nah.
I was there. Y'all did the doggone
nah,
thing.
Because, like, when I leave
yeah,
that stage, I'm leaving the stage
mm-hmm.
exhausted. I'm leaving the stage sweating so bad. But I'm satisfied if the audience realize I gave my all. And that's what they're going to get
but
every
you,
time. When they come
right,
see me, Irvin
right.
McCoy, I'm going to give
uh-huh.
you my all.
Uh-huh.
When they come see Jerusalem, mm-hmm. they're going to get their all.
Because
mm-hmm.
y'all leaving your hearts on the stage. It's, that's all you do
yeah.
when you leave your hearts in sweat and everything else on the stage. So,
but the motto is,
that's wonderful.
Put us on the stage with a superstar and tell us you can tell us too.
Right, right.
What is it?
Okay.
Say that
put
again,
them on the stage. Put them on the stage with a superstar and see
and
if you can tell the difference.
You can tell the difference. Right.
And they superstars
yeah.
you know
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're just being
the
shot.
The only difference is they got a bigger name. But other than that, if you come to our shows, I guarantee you, you're going to be like, damn. I don't see plenty of people left our shows. Like, I never
mm-hmm.
expected this show to be that great. Never that great.
See?
So.
And I bet it's getting bigger each time. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's getting better. Listen, Inez, it get better every time,
mm-hmm.
girl. Yes, it do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because,
bigger
you know, first of all, we
yes,
both
sir.
Come from a family full of music that believe in perfection. Like, they want me to
okay.
get up there and just do music because you can do it. is if you ain't gonna do it perfect, you can't do it at all. That's how we grew up.
We got the love for it. We got the love for it. I mean, like, it is in our DNA. You know, like me and Jerusalem, we were born to be entertainers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you know, my biggest thrill is, I don't care if nobody can come in and tell me, yo, you got a great voice, you sound great. My biggest compliment is, dude, you gave all you got tonight. It's nothing left.
That's right.
That's who I am. That's who I am.
Can't be
yo,
no controversy.
You
pay $20 to $40 to come see me, and I'm going to give you my all.
Mm. Right, right, right.
You know
what
I'm talking
about.
Urban, like, this is generational. We're like 4 or 5 generations into this now.
Yes,
like,
we are.
Everybody does music. So that's why when we
talk
about
music, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Our moms, uncles, grandparents before them. People don't realize, you know, I mean, and the best writer I ever met in my life is my cousin Jerusalem. He can write a song while we on this line tonight. He can write a song right now that'll blow your mind as we're talking.
Okay. I believe it.
How do we get in contact with you, Irvin, in Jerusalem to book you for shows? Let the people know how they can contact you or get in contact with you to do shows in their town.
Well, like, this is Irvin. My website right now is being built. But until then, you can look me up on Facebook, Irvin McCoy, E-R-Z-I-N-M-C-K-O-Y. I'm on Facebook. And you can hit me up from there. Like, my manager and all my peoples right now is working on an easier way, you know, where you need to go to the website and this and that. But right now, just find me on Facebook, Irvin McCoy, E-R-V-I-N-M-C-K-O-Y, and I'm available right there.
And Jerusalem?
I put you in the chat.
You can book me on the website, welcometojerusalem.org.
Welcome to Jerusalem with two M's, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can hit the Facebook page, Jerusalem, my music page. Or Instagram,
welcome
Team
to
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. Wait a minute, I can't write that fast. I still just got welcome to Jerusalem.
Slow down, Sean. Let her write it down, Sean. Jerusalem. Slow down.
I'm trying to type it in the website. Slow up, bro. I know you're excited, but dang, Gina.
Like Miss Inez, now you brought the piece out. Now you're trying to put the piece back on the chain.
No. I just want you to kind of, you know, take it back just one step so I can make sure I get all the information so the people out there in the World Wide Web and the worldwide listeners can say, yes, I want to listen. So I got welcome
to
Jerusalem.
You know what? Before you go any further, I thoroughly enjoyed this interview.
Good. I'm glad because we're going to continue after we welcome you to Jerusalem. But what's after that? That's on Facebook?
.org.
Oh, .org. .org. Okay.
.org.
And on Facebook? Mm-hmm.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, double M, Jerusalem.
I'm the original.
Double M, okay. The original, not really. Are you plain or peanut? Okay, Instagram, what are you?
Hey, listen, Inez, can I say this part on behalf of my cousin, Jerusalem? He's went through a life and death experience, and it's a blessing that he's here today. So I guarantee you, right now, whatever music he bring out is going to be so powerful. It's going to be so powerful.
Okay.
Because there's nothing like music when somebody experienced a near-death experience, and now they're going to come out
with music behind that.
Listen to me.
Right.
Listen to me. It's getting ready to be powerful. That's my first cousin / brother. I don't call him first cousin. That's my brother. Yeah, we grew up since we were together. You know what I mean? But I know
right now.
I know now the stuff that I know the stuff he's getting ready to bring out right now. Listen to me. Y'all are not ready. You're not ready.
Miss Inez, we talking blood pressure was 230 something over wound something. 20%
not today.
Over no, over 315.
Over 315? What? See, I ain't know that. I was out, yo.
You should have been dead, bro, and your heart rate was at 15%.
15, yeah. 15%.
Which the normal is 65. So for you to be here now and to be on this phone call tonight, look at God. You
it's
know
a
what
blessing.
I'm saying? That's all I got to say is look at God.
I don't mean to get spiritual, can't be nothing but God.
Can't be nothing but God.
Mm-hmm. So
now
it's time
to
turn out.
And turn
out.
Okay.
I tell you what near death do. It'll point you to purpose.
Yes. It'll make you do some things, you know. It'll make you do some things that you wouldn't do before.
Right. Have I done everything I'm supposed to do?
Nope. God's got you here for a reason.
So, and we're going to use
that.
It
ain't time. It's not time. I bet you got a song, huh? Well, here go. I'm just
like, I'm ready to get in the studio because the project I'm working on now is Runaway Slave. So,
is
I'm
what?
Really, I'm really ready to Runaway Slave.
Okay. First project. I'm doing that first project. Run
Irvin.
Away. Slave. Before we go to Irvin, hold on. I'm trying to get Jerusalem's. Stop it. I'm trying to get Jerusalem's Instagram.
Team Jerusalem.
King or team? T E A M.
I don't know my fucking Instagram.
Team T E A M.
Team. We'll get you situated. Team Jerusalem. Okay. So I got you out there. I got you in the all right, cool. Yes sir. Go ahead, Bless, you wanna ask Irv something?
Are we on air?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask Irving about the other performers that he performs with, because it's not just Irving that makes that show. It's some phenomenal performance on there and what they're doing.
Yo.
Gotta give them
yo,
some
listen,
love.
Yo, listen, I mean, yo, Bless, great question, right? Because I'm going to start from the head, you know what I'm saying? It is spearheaded by James Stevens III, who is the man with a thousand voices. You know what I mean? Like, he's been in the business since the 80s and the 70s or whatever, and he done been everywhere, you know, here, there. He done been around the whole world. He done did TV shows. He done did, you know what I mean, movies
and
everything.
Performed for three presidents.
Vegas.
Yeah, and Vegas, and then he done performed with three presidents. But now he came to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and opened up a theater just to help local talent. You know what I mean?
You know,
just to see how it feels to be in Vegas, to see how it feels to display your talent and people can see it, you know. So that's why we need to have more people going to the Ashes Theater, because that theater is placed there for us, you know. And I'm sorry to say right now, it's more of the other color that's going there more than us, you know what I mean? But
that's what I'm talking about.
Black-owned theater.
It's
that's
a Christian
the
theater,
black,
too.
The only. It's a Christian theater. It's the only black-owned theater in Myrtle Beach. I mean, like, they got a murder mystery show that goes on from Thursday to Friday. We got a Motown 59 show where we do, where we just, you know, make Motown to people. Visual live, you know, people can see the Smokey, Marvin Gaye, the Supremes, Diana Ross, you know what I mean? And then You know, and then he also brings in people like me, you know, doing Otis Redding.
The Diva Sam Show.
Cook, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The Diva Show. I mean, all the Astor Theater needs is the support that they're giving Dolly Parton Theater, or they're giving the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, hello.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Because it's,
that's right.
I mean, because I mean, because the talent is there. It's,
you better preach,
I mean, mm-hmm. And yes, I mean, yes, I'm gonna be biased. It's greater than the talent you get from any other places.
Yo, you're not being biased.
From their soul.
You're not being biased.
Being
no,
truthful.
You're not.
You know what?
Yeah,
you're
telling the truth.
We could have been the We could have been the wine.
Don't
of the
forget.
Jackson. Yep.
Huh?
We could have been the Winans or the Jacksons easy in the right
easy,
environment.
Easy.
In the
easy.
Right environment. I'm talking about easy.
See, that's
in the
thing.
Right environment.
It's all about right. It's all about being in the right place. Talk about the right
place. And we can't forget James's wife, who also runs the theater.
Oh, yes.
She's a very
great
important part of
but
it. Great.
You know what, though? I mean, but you know what, though? People don't even realize right now, comedians who's on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, like J. Anthony Brown, you got Barbara Carlisle,
uh-huh.
You got A.J. Jamal,
mm-hmm.
You got all these people
they've been
right
through
now, they're going in partnership with the Astor Theater because they say this is the best kept secret in America that people
see
don't know about.
See? They need to expand, actually. They really need to expand it.
You know what?
They need to go visual.
Thing.
Television.
It's
they need to be on
it's
television.
It's the brand new chicken circuit. That's what it is. It's the brand new chicken
this
circuit.
This idea is going to help us.
Maybe. I'll think about it. I'm just messing with y'all. You know I am. I'm because I've known James ever since he was what we were 19 and 20. See, so I've known
yeah.
James.
They call
a long
him
time.
Stevie. Steve. They call him Steve.
We call him Steve. We call him Steve. We don't call him James. We call him Steve. But we go way back when he was just a young buck, and now you know
he was eating with Jesus, right? Jesus and John the
Hello.
Baptist.
But, Inez, have you seen the...
You're not funny.
Otis Redding performance yet?
No, because I was back in Tampa, so I have not seen the actual Otis Redding show yet. So we're trying to get it live and in living color so we can get it televised. And so more people can see it. Mm-hmm. Digitized, televised, you know. Otherwise, you know, it'll be live. But... I said monetize. That was the first thing I said, monetize. I sure did.
Now, listen, Inez.
But no, we...
Inez.
Yes.
Inez, listen. You
yes.
can ask the
That's
blessed.
My, yes.
You know, like me, I mean, like, I'm your Irvin McCoy, the soul man. I got the only Otis Redding show in America. And I guarantee you, whenever anybody see this show, they're going to say, damn, Otis Redding is proud of you, bro. On the real.
Wow.
Has, yep. He's looking down
I mean,
on you now,
you
sitting
know
on
what?
The dock of the bay, I'm, wasting time.
Yeah. That's the name of the
so
show, sitting on the dock of the
bay.
Because it is hard to jump on Otis Redding because he's the
yes.
originator, in my view, of a lot of this soul
mm-hmm.
music today. So to say you want to jump on Otis Redding, you better have your shit straight. You know what I mean?
Right. You got to come correct. If you don't come correct, you don't come at all.
You
just sit
come
your tail
correct.
Down and don't do it at all.
And you can ask
mm-hmm.
anybody who's
mm-hmm.
been to the Otis Redding show, black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese, they will tell you, bruh, you are keeping Otis Redding alive. So
now,
listen,
Mr. Inez, check this out.
People,
this is going to blow your mind. Irvin said we was in a group together, right?
Uh-huh.
He never led a song. So to see him doing
never.
This is like super amazing.
Well, as a matter of fact, the night that I showed out, you know, I think it was my aura. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
But I heard he had never even sounded he came to sing to me. No, I heard that he had never sounded like that before. So, you know, he stepped out of his comfort zone. And look at him now.
No,
you
no,
know,
no, no. You don't
he can't contain the beast.
Room.
He can't cage. You can't cage
we
the beast
had
now.
A
see, I'm just glad that.
I don't know how long.
Irvin never made music.
Oh, he was comfortable in the background.
Yeah.
See?
When they told me Irvin was doing this, I was like, who? I'm like, cuz
what? I say, what?
And then when I saw it, I was like, oh my God.
Yo, I mean, because listen, I mean, listen, Jerusalem, you know where we come from. Our family, there's so many other, so much more talented people than me. So what? Yo, I'm gonna take the background because I can't fuck with these other people. You know what I mean? But
watch your language. This is a family show. We the family.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I found my own lane. You know, and then I start comparing myself to this person or that person or this person or that person. And you know what I said? You know, I need to be me. Let me do me. I mean,
right.
I don't need to sound like
that's
this
right.
person. I don't need to sound like that person. Let me be me. And I'm finding out me is good enough. You know what I mean? So that's awesome.
Better than good enough.
Mm. Yeah. You got to make it do what it do, baby.
Baby.
You got to make it
do what
it do. And
you know I make it do what it do, Inez, if you was in the audience.
I was there. I told you were singing to me.
Hey.
Hello.
So I know you already know.
No, I'm just messing with you. You didn't even know I was out there. You didn't even know who I was. The girl in the red dress.
No, I mean, like, I'm trying to think. I mean, yo, Bless. Who is she?
She's the lady in the red dress.
Yeah, who
with
is
the dress.
She? I know.
She the Johnny Gill lady. She put on her red dress.
She was the one with all the energy dancing around.
Hot heels.
Yes, I had the red dress on. I had on some black butter, baby. Okay, some black butter.
Red dress. Yo,
and black butter. Yes.
I sent to you directly.
I think I took a picture with Steve, and you may have been in the background. You know, you wasn't talking to me, so
yeah,
you know how that
goes. Yeah,
you could sing to her now directly.
Yo, Bless, don't put me in that position because I've been drinking.
I've been drinking. That's what I've been doing.
I've been drinking.
I've been drinking too.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. You
y'all
know
so funny.
So listen, I mean, like, yo, this whole past weekend, I have four shows.
Uh-huh.
I have four shows from Friday to Sunday. I have four shows, so you know what I mean? I'm trying to rest my voice. I got three shows coming this weekend, so you know what I mean? So, but if Inez want me to give her a line, I give her a line. But
I would love to hear a line.
Give her a line.
You
what? Stop playing.
You don't give this shit to
like,
a
like I
again,
said, this
I mean?
Is open mic night. This is open mic night. Shoot. Because we playing some old school.
Listen.
So all this writing is old school. Shoot. Come on now. Come on, do it.
All right,
do
well,
it.
Listen,
do it till you're satisfied.
Okay. I got a line for Inez. Listen. Okay, Inez.
All right, Cam.
I've been loving you too long to stop now. Yo, listen, I'm drinking. I'm shot right there because I'm about to fuck up. So I ain't just saying.
Watch the language. But no, that's me.
I'm sorry.
So that's just a piece. And that's when he's messed up. So can you imagine what it would be when he's in living color, live and in living color? So
living
y'all
color,
out there in
I
South
guarantee.
Carolina are traveling through. Excuse me?
Like I was agreeing with you on this. I was saying, yo, if you catch me in person, because I don't drink while going on stage. I'm at home chilling tonight. I never expected this long.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? But if you catch me on stage, I'm going to put you sober, and I will give you everything I got.
200
everything
love
I got.
Give me a Yeah, so herb piece of it. Herb will give you herb piece of it. Y'all so funny. But no, we thank you for joining us. We thank you for joining us. We sure do.
Well, I thank you for inviting me. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Before
you kick us off? I need the listeners to know. Yeah, check me out. I've been on the charts for the emerging artist for 6 weeks. Peaked at number 5 with my single.
Stop
America.
It right there, Jerusalem. Come on. Come on, talk. See? I'm tired of you now.
We still on the charts.
Hold on, Jerusalem. Been on the emerging artist. You got me all Twitter faded. Emerging artist.
Independent.
Wait a minute. Don't say nothing. I can't write
sorry,
that fast. Emerging artist.
I'm sorry.
Did you say top 10?
Yeah, I peaked at number 5. We've been on there for 6 weeks.
Okay. Top 10 for the last 6 weeks.
Yo, Drew,
with his hidden treasure,
like,
right?
Thompson Media some props.
You who?
Thompson Media some props, Miguel.
Oh yeah, my little brother Thompson Media Group. Yeah, he got. And yo, my label Sound Junkie, man, they have like took my career in a matter of 3 months, what it took me a couple of years ago.
Sound Junkie?
Sound Junkie, LLC, yes, ma'am.
Okay, Sound Junkie, LLC. Okay, I got that out there. Okay, got some Sound Junkie, LLC. Well, thank you. Been on the Emerging Artist Top 10 list for the last 6 weeks, right? You peaked at 5 so far?
Peaked at 5 so far. Hey, yo, and listen, I ain't bragging, but I was hired in Blue Midnight Junior on the show.
Okay, you want to say that in English? What you say?
I was hired. Me and Brian McKnight Jr. was on the same chart. So I happened to beat him out.
I see that. See, God's got something for you because of what you had gone through. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Yes.
I want to thank Urban. Because when I called up and said, hey, Inez is going to be on the radio today, they instantly got the information and called up. And that's what friends and love is. They support each other. So I definitely want to thank these two brothers for calling in and supporting your show.
Yeah.
And definitely for you supporting what we do and giving people a platform to, you know, come out and speak about what they're doing and trying to do and what they're thinking.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, you know what?
He's actually kind of my co-host. Yes, sir.
And listen, it's like this is Urban the Soul Man, you know what I mean? I don't want nobody to misinterpret, you know, me tonight, because blessed. Then it was last minute, you know, and when I'm on my personal time, I sit in my house and just get comfortable and just drink and watch TV. So,
you know what?
So I hope you don't judge me if I'm slurring tonight, you know what I mean? Okay.
No, you know, you like you said, this is you on my show. Did you hear me judge you? Why are you slurring your words? You didn't hear me say that. I'm just grateful, thankful, and appreciative that y'all, you know, took the time out of your schedule to stop by and say hi and give me some, give me the information so I can give it to the master.
I am thankful that you even thought enough of me to have you on your show, so thank you. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's the love of the fam. That's all I got to say, the love of the fam. The love of the fam.
I mean, because you know what? Because we need more promotion with each other. You know what I mean? You know?
Right.
So, you know.
And we don't do
you
that.
Know,
we
like
don't
instead
lift
of
each
hating
other
on
enough.
One another, let's support one another. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, bruh.
So thank you, Inez.
That's what I'm talking
about.
You,
Bless. It's been awesome.
Then we need to put some flowers for sure. But y'all got to listen to the rest of the show now. Y'all can't just come on and sign off. You got to listen to the show and contribute.
Oh,
some of your thoughts.
Listen. I'm definitely not going to sign off, man, because I love Inez.
This is great.
Hey.
We got to let you people know on your Facebook and your Instagram about Inez. We're really trying to build this radio station so that they can touch more people change more people's lives.
Hey, well, listen.
In Blog Talk Radio. Let's do it, radio.
Listen. Y'all ain't know my media platform. Jerusalem got a big media platform. So this is going to be out here. It's going to be out here on the real because
it's getting,
you know,
it's rich.
Like I
blow
said,
up.
You know,
that's all
I've been drinking
say.
A little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I've been drinking a little bit. So don't judge me off my flurry words. But at the end of the day, I really appreciate what just happened tonight. And I thank you, Inez. I'm sorry if I used
You're
any
welcome.
Cuss words to disrespect your, you know, station. But, you know, they caught me in natural form. You know what I mean?
you know what? You were being you, so you can't be nobody else but you. So, you know, I can't bleep out nothing. So, you know, like I said, I appreciate you taking the time to even, you know, say, you know, I'm on the show, so, and give us the information so that we can blast and, you know, give the masters, hey, I'm going to be in Myrtle Beach, or maybe I just want to go to Myrtle Beach and just hear the show. So you never know. So it's always good to have that.
The best fucking show of your life. I'm going to leave cuss words out. Come to Myrtle Beach. Catch the best freaking show of your life. You got a man of a thousand voices. You got a murder mystery show. You got a Motown 59 show. You got the only oldest wedding show in America. Come and support this. And I guarantee you, you're going to walk out saying, wow, I need to let other people know this theater exists.
Right. That's true. That is true. Like, we appreciate all y'all.
That's how hard we go. That's
Can
how
I give
hard
a
we go.
Okay.
I guarantee.
Can you get away?
I got a nonprofit organization that we're doing an event this year for the parents and the kids. It's called Born Steelers Village. So if anybody's in the area in Dillon, meet us at the Criterion Center. We're trying to give something for these young kids to do because there's absolutely nothing for them to do at all. So
okay, my hand is raised again.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
My hand's raised. You got when you speak, you have to speak so that people can understand. Because all I heard was nonprofit, and now it is nonprofit. That's all I know what you said. So speak clearly and enunciate so I can type this. Nonprofit. The name of the nonprofit is.
Born.
Okay.
Phyllis.
See, I'm gonna get on you. Born.
Get on, Lynette.
I keep forgetting you be typing.
Born.
Phyllis.
Fearless?
Yes, ma'am.
Village. Okay. It's not so much I'm typing, but I can't, the words aren't coming through, so I'm trying to help you get out here as much as I can and you know, lift each other up, but I can't if I can't understand what you're saying. So,
you say, you
Born
know,
Fearless Village. Huh? Say what?
Yes, Born Fearless Village.
Okay, got
yes,
it.
Yes, I think that medicine had
yes,
me wide open.
One. But hey, you're here. You know, not you did you could have been somewhere else. You could have been looking down, you know, talking to us. Don't forget to talk about Born Fearless Village. You saying that.
And I'd have been so mad looking down.
Heaven.
I'd have been so mad.
Boy, like, he'd be like,
you
great interview,
in
yo, Earth.
I'd have been hot. I mean, look, girl, you see what you did? Do you see what you did?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, but be
see,
on
I
the real.
You on my...
Like, you need to talk louder because I can barely hear you. Yeah. So talk louder.
See there? So you need to be a beast for the, if you're going to be a beast, be the beast. You know, don't be no scaredy cat. Be a beast. If you're going to be, you can't be fearless if you're in the village. All right? You got to come out bold. That's all I got to say for that one.
Then it is.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know
who that voice is.
I think they know.
But. No, you
who that coughing? Who that coughing? Did they get a corona?
That's
spot?
Okay.
Shit. Somebody coughing.
You already know.
Okay, because I do have other guests I want to introduce. You know, hey, hold on. Okay, I want, 3496, I think it's Sinful. Are you there, Sinful?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey.
Somebody's coughing like hell. Is it simple? Simple, why you coughing?
No.
Hey, normally it would be me, but it wasn't me this time.
See, we got,
not
we, got other, we have other listeners on the line. We have other listeners on the line, so, and then we have someone, someone's line keeps on dropping, so I don't know, and they're from Washington, the Washington State area, so, but that's okay. As long as, hey, they, if they don't have their shot, they're not, they're
the
farther than 6 feet from us, so we good.
No,
so,
that's
hold
right.
on. Okay, yeah. No, that sinful is echoing like that. So she must be on a on speaker. So she has to probably come off the speaker. But But the next song that we got at the moment is what is it? The Revolution will not be televised. So I just want y'all to know the Revolution will not
Jerusalem.
Be televised. Okay, we gonna go live and then live in color, y'all.
There is a conspiracy in the land. It's a conspiracy to wipe out the black community and the
world. Come on.
Alright. You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to log in, load up, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself in swag while sitting on your sofa sipping Ace of Spades, watching messages from the local sponsors because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Steinberg administration during an uncut broadcast of Schindler's List. It won't consist of Instagram pics posted by Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Ben Jealous eating dinner together at the juice bar on 125th Street showing off their current situation. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by New Nigga Cinema, and it will not star Nene or Flavor Flav, Cicely Tyson or Tyler Perry. The revolution will not give you street cred. The revolution will not correct erectile dysfunction. The revolution will not make you an American Idol because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Muhammad popping champagne at your going away to prison party because you got caught by every camera in the neighborhood kicking that dog and grabbing that old lady. CNN will not choose the dumbest eyewitness in the crowd to give a concise description of just what happened. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of brothers shooting down pigs on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of brothers shooting down pigs on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Gwyneth Paltrow being run out of Harlem on a Vespa with a brand new weave. There will be no slow motion or ass shots of Buffy the Body gyrating on a rented Rolls Royce with a wet black power t-shirt that she had been saving for just the proper occasion. Real Housewives, Olivia and Brit, and the Kardashians will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if niggas are making it rain in puddles of sorrow, because black people will be in the streets looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no YouTube clips of parrots singing the national anthem, or Sweet Brown screaming she ain't got time for that. The theme song will not be written by Kanye West or DJ Khaled, nor will it be sung by 2 Chainz, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift, or Trinidad James. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a flash flood, flash fire, or flash mob. You will not have to worry about the gecko in your glove compartment, the tapeworm in your gas tank, or the Trojan man in your back pocket. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not spray on a darker complexion. The revolution will give you wings. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution won't be on demand, brother. The revolution will be live.
Yes, what y'all think about that one? See, y'all, some of y'all don't know about that there. Y'all like that one?
Yeah.
See, Bless, I think
yeah,
you're, I think you're,
am I still echoing?
You were. Mm-hmm. But you're good. You're not now.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, I was listening to y'all earlier. Good stuff. But I did want to say to all the listeners, whoever was here or didn't listen but they, or wasn't here earlier, but for the information you put in about the Asher and all y'all was speaking about, I think so. I'm going to go back over and over. It is truly a very extraordinary show. It's something very nice to do. Something good to do, you know, something nice, wholesome these days, you know, just something different to do that you, you know, can do with you, your family, just enjoy, you know, laying back, chill, you know. Just something you can genuinely
enjoy
and have a good time.
You have to get close to your phone, too. Get close to your phone because it's hard to understand. Get a little bit closer to your phone.
Is this
a
show you can just, can you hear me better now?
Yes, that's better. Thank you.
Thank you. Is this a show you can genuinely enjoy, you know, like with you, your family, your loved ones, that, you know, we're having a good time, it's like school, and school, and it's great to see, you know, all over the world, it's recommended people, it's just something different to do, and have a good time, you know. But there's not a lot, I mean, there's a lot of space in there, it's not like you got to be right up under people or anything and worry about space issue either, so it's very spacious, it's just a very good environment. I did want to add that.
Right, right, good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is a good show. It's very entertaining. It's uplifting. And it's, you don't see that much from us like that. And it's just good to have, you know, young men and young women who are talented even go farther. Because I think, and Bless can probably talk on it more, about the Ian Davis. What, he's supposed to be going on a tour. Is that correct, Ian? I'm Ian. Bless.
He walked away for a second, but I believe he, there's something to that effect. He has some big things going on.
Good.
I know that much. I won't say exactly what it is, but I know he has some big things coming his way. He's got some stuff in the works.
Because he, I mean, that evening he was, oh. He could sing. He could really sing. Really sing. And I liked it when they were going back and forth. That was funny.
Yeah, it is.
That was, it was,
yeah, it
you
is.
Guys have got to experience this show. It is amazing.
Yeah, it is a,
it is
a lot of variety.
Amazing.
It really
is.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. It is a, it was a lot of variety. And it's things you wouldn't even think, you know. There was one young lady who, she was pregnant. And she did. She sang very well. Everybody sang well. Everybody sang very well. Just amazing talent, you know. And you don't see that anymore. You don't get to experience that, you know, sitting right there and experience the sweat that they put out and everything and all the long hours that they put into. So if you are in the Myrtle Beach area, the information is in the chat room, so please go to the chat room and look at the address as it is there. And 3237 Waccamaw Boulevard, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I even have the telephone number, so if you need more information or anything, or even traveling in that area, or if you have relatives in that area, they can go and see the show and then say, hey, they were right. That show was wonderful. So that may be a destination spot for you to go see. If you go see the House of Blues, then you can stop and see the Asher Theater, which is a black-owned Christian theater in Myrtle Beach. So it is wonderful, wonderful show. So I appreciate everybody who are on the, still on the show with us and hanging out. Are we going to just go back into some old school? Because, I mean, I just, you know, One Nation Under a Groove, some good old funkadelic music. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't get around it.
So low, you can't get under it.
So high, you can't get over it. Can't get over it. This is a chance. This is a chance to dance your way. Out of your constrictions.
Here's a chance to dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang-up alleyway with a groove I only got.
bodies, you'll all be moved. Ready or not, here we come, getting down on the one which we believe in.
Can I get it on my six foot door? I come and get down on the end. We're on the move,
taking shots of time. Don't tell me now. Talking for. Don't tell me now. Do you promise the funk? The whole funk, nothing but the funk. Ready or not, yeah.
sponsored by DoItAllInTheMall.com, where you can shop safely and securely online 24/7, and we earn a commission on qualified purchases, which goes back into your communities, making a difference nationwide. So to our worldwide listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Falcou Designs, and I am your hostess for the evening, and we are at Talk and Tunes Day Tuesday, kind of like an open mic and identifying yourself and what you do, and if you have a business out there, you know, you can talk about your business, so you can call in or go to the chat room and put it in the chat room, or if you want to text me, those who have my number directly, yes, you can text me, have folks out there laughing and cracking up, all the fellas and everything, so we got people listening, so I appreciate it, I thank you, I'm not here by myself, as I am, I'll say, bracing for this crazy storm that we got out here, this hurricane highway, as I say, so just keep prayers out for me that, you know, nothing hits hard. If it does, it's just some wind and nothing devastating. So just pray for Florida right now as we are bracing for Miss Elsa to come through. And we're not talking about Elsa the cow either. So anyway, just go ahead, as I say, just go ahead and call if you want to talk about maybe a business you have. Talk about what you're doing. As last Thursday we had What Are Your Thoughts Thursday, and we had some pretty good, you know, things going on. So I just appreciate everybody tuning in again, listening, and just being there for this Blog Talk Radio show. Anybody have anything to say? We got a quiet bunch right now. We had some good talkers. We had Jerusalem.
Be safe down there.
Yes. This is Jerusalem. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Yes. He's an emerging artist. Been on the top 10 emerging artist list for the last 6 weeks, and he's so far peaked at number 5. Let's see if we can't peak him higher. And we have Irv McCoy on the line. He's the only Otis Redding show in the country at the moment. And he's at the Astor Theater. And that's, Friday through Sunday. So he's got kind of horse. He's just kind of relaxing right now, doing his own thing. But I appreciate him coming on. We have Bless, who is a Grammy-nominated writer and promoter, and so we're trying to get him to the status of actually winning a Grammy, so y'all just got to work hard for him. So we got some heavyweights out there that I appreciate calling in to my little old show, Blog Talk Show, so thank you. I appreciate it. Anybody else have anything they'd like to say, talk about, speak about? Anybody in the text world? Anybody in the chat room? Y'all can chat. So we're quiet on the home front at the moment. All right. I'm going to play some Aqua Boogie. Go ahead. Somebody going to say something? Y'all going to be quiet on me at the moment, huh? Okay, I got you. Well, we're going to get loud. And this is, as I say, some old school music that, you know, you don't hear anymore, unless you go to Old School Channel. So this is what we're playing this evening, and look forward to some craziness tonight.
I am Sir No, seaboard of fun. I can't swim. I never could swim. I never will swim.
Spain. We have Canada, Bolivia. We got Africa. We got somebody all around the world. And we're going to just let it whip. That's what we're going to do. Yes, let it whip. Come on.
Oh,
Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by Do It All in the Mall on Tune In Tuesday. Talking to, got any topics y'all want to talk about? Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good. Oh, that's not what you wanted to hear. Nobody got nothing to say? Les, I know you got something to say. Come on. What you got to say, bro? So you have a phone on it. Just anything. You got it, a hot topic?
A hot topic. Let's see.
Yes.
About anything?
You got to get close to the phone. Well,
about anything?
It has to be approved. It has to be approved. What you got a topic on?
Why when black people always say, I'm right around the corner, they know they ain't left home yet, they still an hour away. Why are we always lying about our whereabouts?
But they are around the corner. They're just not around your corner. Plain and simple. They didn't say what corner they were around. They up the street. What street? You know us. They not lying. They up the street. It's not your street. They around the corner. They're in town. They're just not in your town. You're not in your street. Can't just say it. You need to break it down, bruh. What street are you on? What corner are you at? This
specific.
And that corner. Yes, because, hey, bro, where are you? Oh, I'm up the street. My street or your street? Have you left your street yet? That's what you got to do. You got to go in there. You got to be detective. You know, put them under the blaring lights and say, what street are you under?
Please, please, brother, please. Don't get me. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me, bro. Please don't hurt me. I'm just telling you.
I got another one.
So, you know.
I got another one.
Go ahead. All right.
How come when you loan somebody $20, it's thanks very much, but when you ask for your money back, it's take your old funky ass $20?
Because where they come from, it may be funky. You don't know where they got the $20 from. The pocket? Hey, it's almost like ask the Charlemagne. I'm just saying, bro. I'll just say, you ask the question. I'll just say, you know, you got to, I'm just saying, take your old funky. You don't know where they got that funky $20 at. You know, it could have been here, it could have been there, but you just, hey.
It wasn't funky.
It's funky
because you want it back.
No, because you know how your stuff is. It's nice and crisp and clean and everything, but when they give it back, it's been used, abused, you know, refused. And diffused and everything else, and been in their hands, and probably got sweat and everything else on it. Sweat equity and blood and sweat and everything else. Probably lunch from the day before. You don't know. But I'm just saying, when you give it to them, it's cool. When you got to give it back, it's like, man, I had to work for this 20. Well, I had to work for my 20 too.
Exactly.
It should be interest. It should be 25.
Exactly.
25.
What did you do for
20.
Your 4th? What you did for the 4th of July?
Not much. I was on the radio. And I stepped outside to see if I could see some. Yes. Thank you. I had church that night, so I was on the church roster, and I had the radio on.
Your
so,
church?
You know, for those of us who. It was Blog Talk Radio Church. Sunday service, first
oh,
Sunday
okay.
service, Communion Sunday. So
not
mm-hmm.
my church.
So it was Communion Sunday. Not your church. No, it wasn't
not
Bible,
my Bible study,
bro. No, not your Bible study. But
okay,
no, so
okay,
I didn't get any ribs. No, I didn't have any ribs. Didn't nobody bring me no ribs, no tater salad, no hot dogs, no corn on the cob, no burgers. I sat here, I think, with
nothing.
A cucumber.
Okay, well, hold on. We got to fix that because when we come to see you, I'm going to have to put on the grill for you. We can't have this.
Oh, that's... I didn't have nothing. When you're down in the town by yourself, you know, and other people are doing things, it's like, you know, go ahead. But I had been invited to some places, but I just couldn't get there. So, therefore, it's not that I couldn't eat that. but I just couldn't get to those spots because I was doing a service because of what I had to do. But, bro, if I didn't have to do this, I would have been right there, chin up to the grill. Is it done yet? Is it done yet? Is it done yet? The hot wing, shoot, hot sausage, shoot, a Nathan's, somebody, what is it? What else is out there? Nathan's and what is another? Feldman's and some other hot dogs out there. Oscar Mayer, ballpark, somebody. With some mustard, relish, onions. Just let it just fall all down your chin and your arm. And, yeah, that's what I would have been. But I'm trying to stay thin and in. So, yeah, but no, I was doing the service, doing my due diligence. Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay.
Anybody else got something they want to throw at me besides the kitchen sink? Nothing else? Okay. So, you know, we're going to have, I bet y'all haven't heard this song in a long time. Dad. Hey.
We'll be right back.
some good music. That's the kind of music you don't hear anymore. Bless you out there. Bless.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. Bless and I, we're going to be, okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Good. We got some things in the pipeline, Bless and I. He's going to be co-hosting with me on some things. And they're in the works right now. So y'all look out for that. It's doing some fashion shows here, there, everywhere, anywhere, some places, you know, so we can get that those fashions that I have out there and some of the talents that he has as well. And then he also has a show that he's bringing to the forefront. And you want to go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah, it's called the, I'm doing it with my partner, Sean, out of his barbershop in Atlantic Beach, South Carolina, called Maestro's. It's a active barbershop. So if you get a chance, if you're in Atlantic Beach, South Carolina, check them out. But we're doing a show called the He-Man Woman Haters Club. And it's going to be taking on different issues. It's going to be three men and one woman defending the woman's point of view. And it should be pretty interesting. And
I want to be her.
Yeah, we definitely going to have you come through, you know, because you seem like a strong woman that can take on three men.
Hey, that's what they say.
And then I'm working on a show at the Astor called Mic Check 1212, where I have guest celebrities come down and co-host. It's like a open mic / Def Jam
okay.
type of setup. So I'm trying to have that going at the Astor Theater in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. My first co-host is going to be Mr. Cheeks from the Lost Boys. So,
okay.
different artists and, you know, my friends coming through. And so that's something we're planning. But I'm very excited about your fashion shows.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen some of them. Yeah, I am. And what else? And then, I'm doing the music with Irving. In Jerusalem, I'm doing a song, a couple of songs with them, producing it, along with
So you are producing
Jerusalem.
That, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to touch that project. And I have an artist in Alabama coming out. His name is Jay Foolish. And I have an artist in Myrtle Beach coming out called Juice. So kind of busy.
Okay, Jay
you
Foolish
know, is
out
right?
of where?
Jay Foolish
yeah.
is out of Northern
How's that
Alabama.
Coming?
Yeah, well,
Northern
you know,
Alabama.
James Stevens of Asher, he couldn't beat me normally, so he tripped me up and made me break my foot in five different places. So I hope he's listening tonight because I'm working out. Come back to whoop that behind.
Ooh.
Whoop that behind.
You
know, he's down right
you probably
now.
Should
I want
call
people
him
to pray
up
for James.
Yeah,
we should call him up on the air next show. Next Tuesday, we'll set it up. So he could tell his lies.
And that next Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon.
It'll be, it'll be a Thursday. It'll be, what's your thoughts Thursday? And so that Thursday,
okay.
I think we're going to have some of the singers who have passed away. So it's going to be homage to our homies, basically.
Cool.
The homies, for the people who have passed away. So first hour it'll be the females, second hour it'll be the males, and the third hour it'll be, you know, the combined, and we're just going to play songs from that they've sung and done and stuff like that. So homage to our homies. So,
all right, that's cool.
You know,
he broke my foot up, and now he's running around telling everybody how he beat me. Ain't no way no 66-year-old man going to beat me playing ball. But, you know, he's down right now. He's recuperating, and I'm recuperating, and, you know, we're going to meet on the court. And this time I'm going to film it. I'm going to have film this time. Ain't going to be no lies because, you know, he a comedian, so he get the stage. He go up there and talk all kind of smack and have people looking at me all crazy. But this time I'm going to film it. Let the truth be seen.
Let the truth be seen and be heard and be told for self.
Be seen and heard. Go forth and tell
that's
the truth.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. But yes.
That's
but,
all this.
Yes. Anybody?
Go ahead.
Right now, you know, the next time we have a break, you might come up with something else. But yes, but I am a fashion designer out of Tampa, Florida. And I've been doing this since the eighth grade when I did a home ec. And so I lost my job during COVID. And so I've been been full-fledged fashion designer. So I have some of my designs on the page that's scrolling through. If you just, listen to the show, I do it on the mall on the Let's Do It Radio banner. So you can see some of the things I've done. And I've Sinful, she wore an outfit as well to the all-white party this past weekend along with Bless, and I appreciate them, getting the word out, just not here in where I am, but, some everywhere, because those pictures, they go all over. So I just appreciate
we
the
shut it
out
down
that aspect as well. So you
we
did?
Shut that boat
you
down
did?
When we stepped on that boat. You crazy? What?
Yeah.
What?
Hello?
How many people called you since then? How many people then blew your phone up since the white party? Lies.
None.
Lies and
not yet. They haven't, you the one. You. Something boy. You. Crank that. You. So, but. They're still recuperating from the fourth. So, hey, my phone number has not changed. So, it's going to be my work number. So, they're more than welcome to holler at a sister. Go to my website, www.anaise, V as in Victor, ALCOUR.com. And they can contact me that way. And it's also in the chat room. I know that number, so I don't have to slow down. I could type that pretty fast. So and see my garments as well, or contact me through even just my direct number or email address. What is it? What is it? anaisevalcour@gmail.com. You want to converse with me or find out what I do, but I appreciate everybody who is out there listening and, wants to know about everybody on the line, so on and so forth. So I just appreciate the avenue that we are on, which is Let's Do It Radio Avenue right now, sponsored by Do It On The Mall. So hopefully y'all are shopping as we get a percentage on the commissions on our on what you purchase. So hopefully you guys are shopping through the mall and we can, give back to our community.
Stay on.
So that's what's up. That's what's up. Word up, right? Word up. We're going to hear some word up, some cameo. Word up. Yes, sir. Here we go. Word. Come on, you can play. Go ahead.
Fighting his ear hard. Stop it.
Huh?
I was talking to the dog.
Oh. They want to hear some word up.
Huh?
They want to hear some word up.
Come on.
Word up.
When you hear the call, you
subway, bro.
Word up. Yes, sir. You are listening to Let's Do a Radio, sponsored by Do It All in the Mall. If you're on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, you just go to the Let's Do a Radio banner on the right-hand side, click on it, and voila, you can listen, or you can call us at 845-241-9985 and join in the conversation, laugh, giggle, you know, tell jokes, cover your mouth while you cough because you may have COVID, put a mask on, stay 6 feet apart. I'm just messing with y'all. But I'm still just hunkered down here. It's been raining down here, so I don't know if this hurricane's going to hit, but it's looking kind of calm out there. So if we go off the air, pray for me. But I think we'll be all right. So this song is for our reggae brothers and sisters called Pull Up to the Bumper by Patsa.
Isa. Bye. I want this chat about. Are you fixing that, sister? Just talk about. You want to fit inside my space? You want to see my headlamp on my bumper, right? Let me tell you something, baby. Red light and green light, yellow light. Take the green light because that's the go light. I want to get the go light and know if everything is right, right? Let me tell you something, baby. Come in on my lemon zero. I know where I'm going to do, right? Loving tonight, going to the ecstasy. Check this. Riding down the city street, waiting to get down. Won't you paint your favorite dream somewhere in the sun? Now in the parking lot garage, I found a proper place.
press the accelerator. When you see the red light, you know that a danger. The bad slow down when you see the amber. Speed trap, don't pull over. When you're the turn, straight up my street, make your tires then burn. Please don't overturn.
Operator on the clock, won't you just come in?
I've got plans for everyone, one for you, my friend.
Reggae with some Pastor Dutchie on the left hand side with the musical youth.
This generation rules the nation with version. Music and the food of love. Sounds to really make you rub and scrub. Chip on the left hand side,
on the left hand side.
The chip on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump, jump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump.
It was a cool and lonely, breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
I used to feel it 'cause it was a month old.
How does it feel when you got no food?
So I left my gate and went out for a walk. Chip on the left hand side,
pass
the touchy on the left hand side. It's a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump, jump, jump.
It's a go done.
Give me the music, make me rock in a di dong. Bang 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 bang.
So I stopped to find out what was going on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
'Cause the spirit of God, you know He leads you on.
How does it feel when you got no food?
There was a ring of dread and the session was there instead.
chip on the left hand side. Pass the touch chip on the left hand side. It's a go bust.
Give me the music, make me jump, bump, bump.
It's a go dust.
Give me the music, make me jump.
Anybody have anything want to say? Any news? Any good news? It's just raining up here right now, so we safe at the moment. At the moment, so I don't know what the weather is like anywhere around me, but it's still keeping us abreast of the hurricane highway. So I'm good. Anybody have any requests? Okay. I'm gonna play.
Can you play something?
What?
Something by Digital Underground. Something by Digital Underground.
Oh, the Humpty Dance.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, I will get that. See if I can get that. I know his sister. I knew the guy who passed away. I knew his sister. She's a designer. Yeah, I sure do.
You know Shock G's sister?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Very, quite well, as a matter of fact. I sure do. I certainly do.
You get
her
to call me one
day. Yes,
I
do. I'm trying to get all these designers and stuff to call in. Oh, yeah, she's a designer. She's been doing this a while as well. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can put together a design off, like they do for the hair shows in Atlanta every year. Maybe we can get something like that going. Start it off small and build it.
We'll see what we can do because, you know, everybody's trying to get their just due, and it's hard, but, you know, hey, you never know until you do it. Nothing to it but to do it, so.
Nothing beats a failure but a try.
That's it, you know. You got to do good to do better.
Got to do good to do better.
I'm
going to
play some Jungle Love. Yes, here we go. Yeah, Jungle Love. Ori, ori, ori. Ori, ori, ori. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Tell me what you got. Radio. That, did I?
That was a good pick.
Not loud anyway. Was a good. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And then, you know, we go from Jungle Love to Nasty Girl. Then we're going to play some Humpty, do the Humpty Dance. Yes, we are.
It sounds so far.
Who? Me?
You?
And I'm right here. Right there in my ear.
Oh, I thought the speaker was my bad.
Do you think I'm nasty? I can't control it. I need
I just
seven
can't.
Inches or more. Tonight
oh.
I can no longer
banana.
Get it up, get it up. I can't wait anymore. It's time to jam.
Adult? You are tuned in, worldwide listeners, to Let's Build Radio, found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. And the banner on the right-hand side, you scroll down a tad bit and voila. Or if you're on your phone, all you do is click on the link and you are right there. Or you can go to the chat room and talk to me all night long. Just talk to me, baby. Now we're going to have some hump to dance. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty quick. Let me bless. Do it, babe.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about
stop
to ruin
doing,
the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money,
yeah,
see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like the rhyme, I like my beats funky,
yeah.
I'm spunky, I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this, straight
my
gangsta the Mac. But sometimes
come
I get
on.
Ridiculous, I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice.
Are
you fat girl,
me.
Come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom, I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance. People say you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed. Big like a pickle, I'm still getting paid. I get laid by the ladies, you know I'm in charge. Both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I use a word that don't mean nothing, like lucid. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuit. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious, I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, but now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on. Myself, let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I lift to the side like my leg was broken, shaking and twitching kinda like I was smoking. Crazy wax funky. People say you look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty. That's alright, cause my body's in motion. It's supposed to look like a fit or a convulsion. Anyone can play this game. This is my dance, y'all. Humpty Hump's my name. No two people will do it the same. You got it down when you appear to be in pain. Humping, funking, jumping, gig around, shaking your rump. And when a dude jumps on, point the finger like a sun, tell him step off. I'm doing my hump.
The Humpty dance.
Come on,
I do the Humpty hop.
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 shout out to the whole world. Keep on doing the Humpty Dance. And to all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
All right now. Forever. Ever, ever. Yeah. Hump dance. Come on. See, now that beat goes into the jazz dance, the jazz beat. If I knew how to mix like that, we'd be on the top.
I know.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know
yes,
that.
Sir.
Humpty was responsible for bringing out Tupac.
Okay, so we're going to wait for the song. What you were saying?
I said a lot of people
what?
Don't know that.
Hello?
A lot of people don't know
I'm here.
That Digital Underground, Humpty was responsible for bringing out Tupac. He used to be what's called their roadie. He used to just go on tour with them and set up their music. It was funny because he was a Digital Underground's roadie, and Jay-Z was Big Daddy Kane's roadie. And Tretch was Queen Latifah's roadie. And that's how all three of them got so close. See, a lot of people don't know that. Big Daddy Kane bought out Jay-Z.
That's why we have people like
Jay-Z.
You who know the history.
Some of it, a little bit of it. And that's how Tretch and Tupac became so close.
Okay, okay.
It's sad that Tupac
I had no
is
idea.
Gone. And now Shock G is gone. It's just sad, you know.
Now,
so
was,
young,
because
oh.
I, right. Now was Shock G? Because I thought he was from New York, but no, he wasn't from New York.
No, he was from the Cali
was
of the Bay Area. I want to say.
Yeah.
Say it again, please.
He was from the Bay Area, in Cali.
Okay. Okay, because I know that he had traveled around. Because I had read about him, he had I don't know why this thing isn't acting right. I know he was in California, but he didn't want to be. I'm not California. Excuse me, Florida actually, and he left Florida, and I think he went to California because I think he's actually from Florida. Tell you true, shame the devil.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. There you go.
Mhm. Mhm. Because I had read up on him and the family, what have you. So I do believe that they are from Florida. And then when he was younger, he left the Florida area and then went to California and then through New York and through different places. So yeah. Yep. 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 Yes, sir. You sure did. Sure did. So that's our history lesson for today.
What a day.
Yes, sir.
A little tidbit.
And yes, sir.
A tidbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's in my house. That's what's in my house. Mm-hmm. I hear the rain coming down, starting to come down hard now.
Oh, man.
Okay,
it's
man.
Not even raining here at all. It's beautiful. Matter of fact, it's hot and muggy
not
over
yet.
Here. Hot
oh, yeah?
and muggy here, so.
Mm. And we may have to close up earlier because I think my internet connection is starting to go because I can't seem to play anything at the moment. Let me see if I can get something to go. Some not technical difficulties, just difficulties. So let's see here if I... Yeah, I'm not connected. So I think we may have to close up early, y'all. I had me some good music. I had me some In My House. Some Drop the Bomb on Me, some Nicey, some Close Deep Temp. My heart hurts. I worked hard on that music, too. But, yeah, I may just have to say a prayer and close out, because I was glad that that song played, because everything's just kind of just, what do you call it, circling. Is my son, is my grandson.
I'm
Nanny, it. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I want to hear about your grandson.
No, I think we're done for the evening, y'all, because this storm is coming through and it's messing with the internet. And, oh, mercy me. Yeah, I think we have to call it quits, maybe. Yes, we are. So I'm sorry, we're going to say, as Carol Burnett would say, I'm glad we had this time together. But
it's time to say good night.
Good night. Maybe you could play a song from your end and just let it play out. But, yeah, I don't know if it'll it might record. But, yeah, the pages aren't responding. So I thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for tuning in today and hanging out with me. Let's Do It Radio is sponsored by doitallinthemall.com, which is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier, who has finally made it back into the Yakima area. And it is a online shopping mall, which is safe and secure. And you can shop for anything and everything. So usually I would have music and stuff behind here, but we're just going to have to go raw. And just pardon what I have to do. But and you can go anywhere. You can find anything. You can, you know, just anything you need. And if it's not there, we would be more than happy to add it into the mall.
No.
And it's got over 5,000 stores. 5,000 stores. Yes, sir. 5,000. So you know you can shop for anything. Afrocentric. You can do food and drinks. You got Home Depot. You got Lowe's. You got Kroger. You got even LegalZoom. You've got anything you need is right there at your fingertips. You know, you may be asked, like, oh, I need a lawyer. LegalZoom. You can go to LegalZoom. Oh, I need to know where Lowe's is. Lowe's right there at your fingertips. It's the same thing as if you were going directly into the mall, except for when you shop to the mall, we get commission. We like commission. So we want y'all to just go and shop to the mall and, help us out there so we can give back to the community what we like to do. So maybe Johnny down the street may need a backpack. And, you know, we know about it. We'll get Johnny a backpack, get him some clothes and whatever else he may need. So that's what our final destination is, trying to help our community in those times of needs when we have, like, COVID and we can help somebody. But, you know, right now you can give to us through the donate button, and we accept all major credit cards, or you can do Cash App. And it's $doitallinthemall.com. You could give money that way as well. So, you know, we just appreciate people, you know, tuning in and listening and being a part of Let's Do It Radio. The worldwide listeners can also hear us, because you all don't understand. We are in Canada, Indonesia, China, Russia, Brazil, Portugal, Spain, Colombia, Bolivia, Mexico, Canada, China, Korea. We're all over. So, you know, the people that were on tonight, you are heard all over the world. Yes, Jerusalem. Yes, Big Earth. You were heard all over the world, and it's probably an opportunity you didn't think you'd get. But, yes, to Do It All in the Mall, Let's Do It Radio, you can be heard all over. So, hopefully we can get your shows on, Do It All in the, Let's Do It Radio, and they can hear you, and they can listen to the Irv show, the Otis Redding show. That'd be nice, be able to listen, but you'd have to pay for it. It's got to be monetized, because you can't just do it for free. Well, you can, but hey, what good is that? So we're trying to get it so that people can hear the show and since they can't get to the Asher Theater and listen to Big Irv. So we just appreciate everybody. We appreciate Bless, Sinful, and all my other people out there. Jerusalem with two M's, the original Eminem, Plain or Peanut, not sure which one. We had people on texting me, Adele, Lonnie, John John, Lil John, Big E, Lil E, Lil Easy, Big Cheesy, Lil Weezy. I'm just kidding. But we do have people who've been out there listening, and we just appreciate everybody who has been listening to the old school and checking in on me, seeing how I'm doing, seeing if I'm undercover, if I'm covered. And not in Hurricane Highway. So we'd like to thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in to Let's Do It Radio. I am Miss Inez, your hostess, owner and operator of Anais Falco Design, signing off. And you will, we'll be back tomorrow with a real Bible study with Reverends Carolyn and Rodney McCullough. Of speaking the word ministry, or spread the word ministry, tomorrow 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. So come on in, tune in at 845-241-9985 and join us at Bible study. Thursday we're going to be hanging out with Sergeant Parks and his reparation, seeing, you know, what's being done, how much money we're out. And Friday, we have Late Night with Lee Alston. And since it's late night, it's the same time as we had it tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you again for joining us. Have a blessed day. And pray for Florida as we go through this hurricane season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let the church say amen. Say amen, church. Y'all can do better than that. Y'all out there, say amen, who's still on the line with me. All right. I see how y'all are. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining in with us. Y'all have a blessed evening. Amen. Yeah, we're just going to be spinning tonight because, thank you.